There's wishing and wanting, and then there's working and doing. That all leads to success. Let's dive in to today's episode. All right, what is going on, friends? Welcome to the next episode of the Fit and Healthy Sioux Falls podcast. It's all about success today, and it's about how success is your responsibility. Now, I want to read you the definition of success, because I feel that the definition of success and the word success itself has really led many people wrong in the day and age in which we live, because I feel that we're really all out there trying to achieve some type or some sort of success that really isn't truly what we desire anyways. And so if you're at all out there feeling like you're trying so hard to achieve quote unquote success, and you maybe don't know why, well, maybe it's because you're trying to reach someone else's version of success. So let's read the definition. The definition says this: the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. The accomplishment of an aim or purpose. Now, it doesn't say anything about finances, about relationships, about fitness, about honestly anything other than the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. So with that being said, if success is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose, holy smokes, we're all successful, because there's all, every single one of us, all of us, there has been something in our life that we have wanted to do and we've done it. Okay, let's just stop this episode probably right here, because if success is your responsibility, you're successful. You decided that you wanted to get up today, and you decided that you wanted to turn on this episode, you're successful. You did it. Here we are. You're awake and you are listening and or watching to this episode. You're successful. I decided that I wanted to shoot this episode. Here I am doing it. So I'm successful. Now take a big breath of fresh air and realize that you're successful. It isn't the amount of money that you have in your bank account. It isn't the amount of abs that you have on your belly when you look in the mirror. It isn't the amount of striations you have in your muscles when you flex. It isn't the length of which your relationships last. Success is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. And so therefore, there's many things that we probably have been unsuccessful at, right? We've aimed to achieve X, Y, or Z and didn't. But then there's many things also that we are successful at. And so I want to just take this time and even start to ask you, like, have you taken time and really defined what success in your life looks like? Because if you're like most people, you haven't. You haven't taken the time to really define what success looks like in your life. And so therefore, you're out there just chasing what the world says success is. And I'm sorry to break it to you, but if you go based off of what the world says success is, you're never going to be successful, because there's someone out there that's always doing better than you, that's always doing more than you, that always is one step further than you. And so if you're chasing that as success, you might as well give up now. We have to learn that success is our responsibility. And with that being said, success in our own life is our responsibility to define. Now, I kicked this show off by saying there's wishing and wanting, and then there is working and doing. And I truly believe that all four of those words are needed in order to achieve success. So I want to dive into that a little bit. Now, when it comes to wishing and wanting, I want to talk about what I see as the difference there. Now, wishing, we all have things that pop into our mind of like, oh, that would be nice if X, Y, or Z. I had this, or I did that, or I accomplished this. And that's a wish, right? They pop up many, many times. Now, many wishes pop up in our head, and maybe they're a wish that pops up and it's just a very temporary or momental type of thing. I don't even know if that's a word, momental. I don't even know. Like in the moment type of thing. But what happens though is that if there's a wish that pops up into your head, right? Now we move to that second word, wanting, wishing and wanting. If there is a wish that pops up in your head that you then want to do something with, that's why I feel that you need both wishing and wanting, right? Because the wish will pop up, it'll be in your head. But if it just kind of was there and then gone, well, it was just that. It was just a wish, but it's gone. But if there's a wish that pops up in your head and you're like, hey, I want to do something with that, well, then it means that you want to achieve something with that. Now, hey, if success is your responsibility, we have now defined something that we desire to achieve. And if we desire to achieve that and success is our responsibility, we should take that wish, move it over into the want category. Let's kind of put some time, energy, and effort into figuring that out because that's a want. Okay, so now there's that want, right? And then there's working and doing. So you have this want, it popped up first as a wish. You decided that's something that you do want to achieve in your life. Now you have that want. All right, now there's working. When I think of working and doing, I think you need both of those things to actually achieve success because without work, then there's just wishing and wanting. But without doing, then there's just work that needs to be done. So let's dive into the working portion of it, right? So working, you took that wish, you made it a want. Now it's a want. You take that want and you're going to then put some focused effort into working on coming up with a plan that you can start putting into practice to achieve success around that want. So you move the wish to a want, you move the want to work. Now you're in the work side and you're like, hey, okay, these are the different things that I can do and actively take action on to achieve success in this area. And then you're only left once you put that working plan on paper and decide what you're going to do, you then have the last one of those four words that I said, which is doing, which is literally taking the action and implementing the work that needs to be done. Because work without action just still needs to get done. So think about that when you think about success and you think about accomplishing something in your life and achieving success. Are you maybe in only one of the first three stages, which is wish, want, or work, but you haven't started doing? And maybe that's why then you haven't achieved success yet, right? And I was talking with Mick about this as it relates to workouts. And a lot of times we hear that showing up is, I don't know if it's 80, 90, whatever percent of the battle. And I really think that that's false. And the reason that I think that that's false is that we can show up. We can be there physically. But if we're not there mentally, then we're not really putting in the work needed. I've been through plenty of workouts where I was there. My body was there, but I didn't really put in the work necessary. I didn't do what needed to be done. I was just there, putting in the work, but not doing what needed to be done. And so when you can think about that, I feel like this has kind of been like a little bit of like a light bulb aha moment for me. That holy moly, there's these four different stages of desire, if you will, in order to achieve success. And when you can realize once you have a wish pop up, it stays in category one until you decide that you actually want to do something with that. Then it moves to category two, which becomes a want. And if you want something, the only way that you're going to get it is by taking some type of effort and action to make it happen. So you move the wish to a want. It's now a want. Okay, great. You want it. You now are working on putting together all the different ways in which you're going to accomplish this thing. But friend, now it's time to do that fourth step, and that start doing. That is to actually do the work. There is no accidental success. You have to do the work. And so if there's something that you're wanting to achieve in life as it pertains to anything, because success doesn't only stay in one lane, success travels all throughout your life in every different category, from finances to relationships to fitness to wellness to health to mental health to you name it. Success can be in any one of those categories. And so if there's something that you are not feeling successful in, I want to ask you, like, are you maybe possibly not doing the work? Maybe you've wished for it. Maybe you've wanted it. Maybe you've worked on it, but you're not actually doing what is needed to achieve that success. And so I hope that this episode, while it was a little bit shorter of an episode here, look, we're only at, look at that, like a 10-minute episode. By the time we get all said and done, it'll be a 15-minute episode. I hope that this helped you understand that in order to achieve success, you got to run that success through those four phases. And also, too, though, realize this is your life, friend. And success needs to be defined by you. Because if you're out there trying to achieve something that I'm doing, it's never going to fill your cup. If you're out there trying to achieve some level or status that someone else has achieved, it's never going to fill your cup. You have to define your own success. And then once you define your own success, you start taking everything that happens and you run it through those four different categories. If it pops up in your head and actually something that you want, take that wish, turn it into a want. If it's a want and you are really wanting to achieve that, then you got to take that want and put into work a working plan that you can then start doing. And once you start doing it, that means that daily, and we talked about this on a previous episode, taking consistent action on a daily basis, that is when you then can start finding success. So I want you to realize, friend, that success is your responsibility. And one of my favorite kind of quotes, and to be honest, I don't know where this quote comes from. I've heard many different people say it, but circumstances do not change your responsibility. And so if there's a certain success that you want to reach, the circumstances that pop up in your life, they don't change the responsibility that you have, that you still need to do the work every single day to achieve that success. Friend, I want you to know that success is your responsibility, and I want you to know that you have what it takes to achieve success, and I want you to take time to define what success means to you, because otherwise you're achieving someone else's goal or working towards someone else's goal. I want you to work towards your goal. Go out there and be great today. I hope that my wish, want, work, do kind of structure helps you understand what needs to happen in order for you to achieve success. Do me a favor, friend, like, subscribe, and share this show, share this episode with a friend, because it's all about inspiring the people in our lives, inspiring myself and you to go out there and live our best life. And the Fit and Healthy Sioux Falls Show would not be capable without you. So like, subscribe, and share this episode, and I will see you on the next episode of the Fit and Healthy Sioux Falls Podcast. Have a great day. And remember this, you are worth it. Bye, friend. Peace.